Well, my next guest just tweeted about this yesterday. We've been talking about it, for days now. As we watch the price of everything go through the roof, the price of energy 28.5% higher than it was a year ago. You look at the price of gas, certainly that's an indicator for most people, but you go to the grocery store, everything's more expensive. You look at the cost of doing much of anything, trying to build, trying to get a used car, everything's through the roof. The biggest inflationary jump since 1992 in many ways. It's Congressman Tim Walberg here with us from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you back. Man, it's pricey out there, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, and good morning. It's a beautiful day in Michigan, but I tell you, when we see the costs of excessive government spending and unnecessary government spending, just yesterday it comes out that $400 billion of fraudulently claimed unemployment benefits took place. I mean, gangsters and gangs were finding a way to get the unemployment dollars that we were sending out, and states and federal government weren't doing anything about it because they didn't know for sure if they could get the unemployment dollars to the people as quickly as they wanted to. So they just were willing to let taxpayer dollars be used and abused. $400 billion, that's more than the salaries of the pay wages of the Navy and the Army combined. And that went out. And then yesterday we find out that Michigan, in its budget estimating, revenue estimating, estimated another $1 billion more than they expected. And it was primarily coming from what the feds have given to them as a result of the COVID Relief Act, that $2 trillion act that we paid $350 billion out to states and local communities that most of them didn't need at all. And we find out that it was true with Michigan.
I look at the impact, because even if you raise wages, which is what people are trying to figure out how to do, raise wages. But if it's offset because you dump a bunch of money into the economy in reckless spending plans, and I've got to be honest, why would we spend another $1 trillion on infrastructure? I know the Republicans tried to come to the table with an infrastructure plan. It's another $1 trillion, Congressman. I mean, the spending has got to be reined in. I realize we have things that have to be dealt with, but the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan had little to do with rescuing America. It's spending over the next 10 years a good portion of it, and it concerns me that these infrastructure plans include daycare and all sorts of things that I do not consider to be infrastructure, nor do most people. Where do you come down on this bill?
Well, I come down with the House bill. That's $460 billion, and it's all paid for with the remaining funds from the COVID relief dollars, as well as present transportation fund dollars that are for that purpose. And it's for infrastructure. It's for roads, bridges. It's for underground pipeline and cable or fiber. And it's for marine transportation and transportation. Of course, that's all infrastructure. And I think there are needs. And we also understand that you won't be able to pay for it all initially. But let's do the priorities. So I have a problem with going up to what even the Senate Republicans offered, $920 billion. Certainly the $2 trillion plus that the president has asked for, that is not going to happen. It just can't. We can't afford it anymore. We're looking at trillions of dollars added to our debt in the next 10 years, making it impossible for our future generations to think of anything that's positive.
Right. Here's the other issue, is that the federal government continues to provide $300 more per week to people that are staying home from work. We know that's been rejected by a lot of states. Won't happen in your state, apparently. They want people to get paid to stay home, no matter what the damage is to the economy, it seems.
Yes, it seems that way. When our governor looks out her window at the other states surrounding her, specifically Ohio, Indiana, who are doing away with that additional unemployment stimulus payment because they say we want people to go back to work. We don't want to continue paying them stay home, because even though our labor secretary this week, to my face, as it were, though it was virtually, because we're still not allowed by Nancy Pelosi to get back into real life activity. But he still doesn't accept the fact that this is keeping people from going back to work, the stimulus payments that we're adding to the unemployment. And yet now we're hearing reports of people calling in, and the first question they ask when they're responding to an employment offer is, what are you going to pay me? Not what is your job. And, of course, the employer has to say, listen, I can't say what I'm going to pay you until I know what you're capable of doing. And so the people don't apply. They keep receiving their unemployment check. That's wrong, and it's hurting our society, and our state will not benefit by that. Indiana, Ohio will go on without us, thank you, and 26 or 27 other states. Over half the nation right now of the states, mostly Republican states, Republican right. governors, are saying it is time for people to get back to work. Follow the science. Yesterday I had an opportunity in a markup of a bill, and one of those being mine, an Energy and Commerce Committee on cybersecurity, of asking that same question about the science that we have and why we're not meeting even in session when the CDC says, get back out, you can do it if you're vaccinated. You don't have to worry about it. If you're not vaccinated, then you worry about it. You put your mask on or whatever, but the rest of the world can go on, and yet we're saying, no, that's not going to be the case because we're going to keep paying people to be unemployed. It's wrong. It's hurting us. It'll hurt our future generations as well.
No question about it. The fact of the matter is this kind of printing of money and devaluing of the currency, it's been tried before. It's failed every single time, Venezuela being a recent example. The Weimar Republic that was Germany between the world wars, and easy, you can go back 100 years, you can go back 5 years, it has the same result every time. And I wonder if the Fed, they should understand how this works. They should understand that if you pump all this money, if you just keep printing money, gobs of it, it creates a financial disaster for the consumer, for the average American, because all of this increased pricing, I mean, that's a regressive tax that hurts the lowest income people the most, right or wrong?
Absolutely right. It hurts the lowest income, and it certainly hurts the middle class income, the people that are out there working, providing the services, providing the products. And there are those that are out there, and they want to see them, their own businesses that they're working in, back full and involved. And yet the government is standing in the way. We saw this happen back before the 2008 meltdown, and this is worse. The inflation rate is even worse that's taking place right now. 5% average CPI since last year at this time, 56% increase in gas prices since last May, and that just does not bode well for an economy that will sustain itself and sustain itself in a world. Fortunately, yeah. And I say that with a little facetiousness, but fortunately, other parts of the world are melting down as well. But we ought to be setting the standard for the rest of the world and showing them how it's done to get them out of it as well.
Congressman Tim Walberg, always a good conversation from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
In the 10 with Dan Dickerson. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Today, a moment to appreciate the major league career of Michigander and one-time Tiger Mike Marshall. Marshall passed away earlier this month. There has never been anyone quite like him. He was an iconoclast, unconventional, prickly, eventually a baseball outcast. But could he ever pitch? Mike Marshall was born in Adrian, Michigan, and while he was in the major leagues, he got his doctorate in kinesiology from Michigan State. Unconventional doesn't even begin to describe his approach to pitching. He was way ahead of his time in his understandings of the workings of the human body. He believed relievers could pitch a lot more than they were, so he set out to push the limits. Man, did he. On Mondays in the Den, we'll take a closer look at the remarkable records Marshall set that still stand